That was Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3, a track released in 1995, something I used to listen to as a confused and angry teenager. Good old days. But no, great track, Cumbersome, 7 Mary 3. There's a part in it that I like in particular. It's around the 2-minute 40 mark, where it sort of dips down a bit, slows down a bit, and he says, "There is a balance between two worlds, one with an arrow and a cross. You can't mess up this balance." So yeah, I really like that. Welcome to Caught It All with Karen. It's March 22nd, and today we are going to be carrying on with our Wise Woman Healing segment that could go on for a few more shows. Definitely worth a listen if you're into holistic health and well-being. So I guess we'll just crack into it straight away. No mucking around on this show. Let's go. So just to recap, we're covering a book written by Susan S. Weed called Healing Wise, where she talks about the three traditions of healing: scientific, heroic, and wise woman. And last time we talked about the scientific healer, a healer that focuses on fixing deviation. And then we moved on to the heroic healer. And heroic herbalism, in a nutshell, is about reassuring us. It's about punishment and purification. It's about the way of a healing saviour. Trust in me. Take this. It's reassuring to those, especially if we have been raised in the scientific tradition of healthcare in particular. So today we're going to move on to a different tradition, and that is the wise woman healing. The most ancient healing way known, dating back 50,000 years before Christ. A way of healing that is rarely identified, written, or talked about. The wise woman healing way is flexible and common, claiming no healers, having no universities, no institutions. The wise woman tradition is considered invisible. Substance, thought, feeling, and spirit are inseparable in the wise woman tradition. The wisdom of the wise woman way exists within each of us. We just need reminding, according to Susan Wood. Susan Weed. The wise woman tradition is a woman-centered tradition. Everything is perceived as manifest from the female center. Life, nourishment, song, story, shelter, love, beauty, sacredness, healing, wholeness. It is a tradition that has no goal but wholeness and inclusion. The wise woman tradition accepts uniqueness. The wise woman gives up control. And the wise woman does not ask why. Why am I sick? Why did this happen to me? Why do I feel this way? Why do I have these dreadful menstrual cramps? And the wise woman knows that the answer to why is always because. Because I ate the wrong thing. Because the world is a rotten place. Because they were awful to me. Because all the women in my family do. And so on. So she does not ask why. And that is because the word because leads to guilt and blame in this situation, according to the wise woman. And the setting up of boundaries to maintain control and ensure that the pain or problem never happens again. For instance, I'll never even think about hot, salty French fries again. I'm on my own, and everyone else is out for number one. I wish I didn't have a uterus. I'll never trust anyone again. I wish I wasn't a woman. The wise woman way defines health as a flexible, encompassing, and vital thing. How can these attributes be nourished with limits and guilt? How can wholeness be nurtured with blame and boundaries? How can holiness be recognized through fear and separation? They cannot. So the wise woman doesn't ask why. The wise woman asks how. The wise woman asks what. How is this problem my ally? Menstrual cramps are not an ally. I get no benefit at all from being in pain and sick to my stomach. What nourishment am I given by my pain and problem? All I can do is curl up in bed or in the bath and close my eyes. What part of myself is revealed to me? I feel like a bad mother and worthless. What nourishment does the pain or problem need? I can accept the gift of a day to myself and nourish wholeness through the green ally, Senecio aureus. What strengthens me? My community and Mother Earth in this situation. Women used to believe that their menstrual time was special and holy. Bleeding on the earth nourishes all life. Wow, that's kind of a big responsibility. A big deal, wouldn't you say? The wise woman way is a way that follows a spiral path. A giveaway dance of nourishment, you might say, of change and self-love. Trust yourself. In the spiralic wise woman tradition, our self-healing options are as diverse as the human can imagine and as complex as the human psyche. Life is mysterious, always moving in spirals of change. Wise women are one with all life as they treat according to the ever-changing spiral. Every pain, every plant, every stone, every feeling, every problem is cherished as a teacher, but not a teacher who grades, but as a teacher who guides. According to the wise woman tradition, there is no disease. Disease has no existence on its own. It is bound inextricably to the being and setting which expresses and embodies it. Although diseases are recognized and diagnostic skills are honored, focus is on the unique individual and not the disease as an entity. Disease as an entity is a static, unchanging thing, and as such, can only be eliminated or reduced, not healed. We mistakenly see our diseases and injuries as other than ourselves. We say our arthritis is bad, not ourselves. My stomach, arm, head hurts, not me. We fail to see that we have already embodied our problems. Struggling to be rid of the problem, the pain and impairment, we paradoxically struggle against our own wholeness. When we resist our death, our return to the void, we call it our problem. The problem is I am in pain. The problem is I am out of control. The problem is I am falling. I am falling without chance of stopping into the void of all beginnings, into the void of all ends. The wise woman asks us to let go and fall. Fall into the void. Fall into the open arms of the mother. Add on to yourself by letting go of everything. Become whole and healthy by turning on the spiral, by returning to the void. From the void comes the virgin who gives birth. Mary sits spinning the red thread of life. From the wise woman perspective, the disease itself is a gift of wholeness, to be cherished and nourished, and not hastily cured. Getting cured is not the goal in the wise woman tradition. With this tradition, we lose our anxiety to be cured, and instead, we are healed, whole, made holy, and nourished in our uniqueness. We become the whole person we are meant to become, whether or not the disease is proclaimed cured or not cured. Wow, how about that, eh? What a way to be not cured. Some profound stuff there. I'm finding it really interesting reading, so that's why I'm sharing it with you guys. But it is now time to share some music with you. I discovered some old files in my shopping cart on Beatport that I had to share. This is a long one. It's by DJ Talca. It's called Paris. Buckle yourself in. It's a long one. It's over 10 minutes. Thank you.
Auch in Polen und in Wien und Rom, in der Steppe und vom Kaukasus bis zum Nil und Amazonenstrom sind die Frauen wild nach einem Kuss. Auch in Preußen, Holland und Madrid, Eskimos und Lappenzählen mit wird von früh bis Mitternacht geküsst. Aber dass ihr auch noch dieses wisst, keine Frau auf Erden küsst so wie die schöne Frau von Parnas. Selbst die Frauen im grauen Alter, Königin von Saba, Niobe, Dalila, Astarte, Zinde, Sappho, Candace, Helena, Lakme und Potiphar muss verblassen und ins Nichts zergehen, wie der weiße Schnee, der gestern war. Nur dies eine Wort bleibt hier bestehen. Keine Frau auf Erden küsst so süß wie die schöne Frau von Parnas. Darum habe ich auch nicht lange nachgedacht und auf ihrem Leib hat dies nicht gemacht. Keine Frau auf Erden küsst so süß wie die schöne Frau von Parnas.
So we're going to finish off today's show with half of chapter 5 of Job from the Bible. I particularly like the way he talks about resentment, because I think that's something that we all battle with at some point. So, yeah, check this out.
Job chapter 5. Call if you will, but who will answer you? To which of the holy ones will you turn? Resentment kills a fool, and envy slays the simple. I myself have seen a fool taking root, but suddenly his house was cursed. His children are far from safety, crushed in court without a defender. The hungry consume his harvest, taking it even from among thorns, and the thirsty pant after his wealth. For hardship does not spring from the soil, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble, as surely as sparks fly upwards. But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. He provides rain for the earth. He sends water on the countryside. The lowly he sets on high, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He thwarts the plans of the crafty, so that their hands achieve no success. He catches the wise in their craftiness, and the schemes of the wily are swept away. Darkness comes upon them in the daytime. At noon they grope as in the night. He saves the needy from the sword in their mouth. He saves them from the clutches of the powerful. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth.
You have been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.